2237.
California's on fire once again. Sadly, as this show is nothing but live, 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 I have to tell you the two firefighters were killed. They were in their truck desperately trying to reach one of the bad wildfire spots outside of L.A., and their truck flipped over. And, you know, you think about what these guys do and how many hours they're on that line. Crazy. So the people in Cali dealing with whether or not to evacuate because it's the mandatory orders, and Schwarzenegger has declared a state of emergency. In the meantime, here are some other things that we're dealing with across the country. On a positive note, the shuttle arrived safely. That's always a good thing at the International Space Station. Remember, it was a couple of days taken off, the valve problem, but they're safely there. That certainly is good news. The big buzz over the weekend, I think, for most people is the sick, twisted story of Philip Garrido, who hands a four-page manifesto to the FBI talking about how he can rescue other people who have sexual problems, sexual predatory problems, because he realized how he could solve his thanks to J.C. Lee Dugard and the relationship that he had with her when she was 11 years old and fathered two children when she was under, at that point, 17 years old. So they've got an 11 and a 15-year-old who have no idea what end is up. Neighbors hysterical and reacting to everything that happened, feeling guilty that they didn't do anything, didn't know anything, all that sort of stuff, and the FBI combing through the nauseous chamber that they were kept in the backyard that was like a makeshift tent with some other things around it and just all kinds of crap inside. No contact so much with the outside world, no schooling, no doctors, none of that kind of stuff. Just insanity, to say the least. Hopefully the lawyer, though, doesn't use the insanity plea. Whatever you can do to put this guy in his grave sooner, I think, is the thing they should do. Hope you had a great weekend. As always, we're here for you on America Tonight to zig and zag all over the place. We are the show that says we're welcoming you if you have ADD. We completely understand. We are right there with you. Coming up later in the show, we have sports shorts. Here's something that happened on Saturday. If at all you spent any time or even walked by some TV screens, you saw something about Senator Ted Kennedy being laid to rest at Arlington National Cemetery right near his two brothers. And the president did a eulogy. His son Patrick was part of the eulogy. There were a lot of different people that got up. And then, of course, politicians that Ted worked with are reacting to his loss. Senator Kerry obviously knew him well, John Kerry, and Orrin Hatch was a close friend, though, of Ted Kennedy's as well. They were on the Sunday circuit, part of the swirl, as I like to call it. And here's what they had to say about Ted Kennedy.
Well, he was so graceful, George, and courageous. And I think the most important thing is that he was able to see and feel the love and affection and the accomplishment of his lifetime. So that in the end, when he went, he was truly ready and at peace. And I think there's a beauty in that.
Actually, Teddy was a very religious person. And, you know, when Vicky came into his life, it changed a lot of things. Of course, we'd had some experiences before that as well that were very redemptive and helpful. And all I can say is that the latter part of Teddy's life was really tremendous. And I enjoyed being with him. You know, we were like fighting brothers. I mean, we'd go at each other, and then he'd walk up to me and throw his arms around me and say, "How'd I do?" You know. And I used to just laugh, and I used to really rib him and give him a rough time too.
All right, so just some reminiscing about Kennedy. Now it's a question of moving forward as to what happens to his seat. Is there an interim person appointed, which the governor, of course, would appoint a Democrat that gives them 60 so they can fight off filibuster because they have the supermajority, or do they go with the letter of the law and instead not fill that position for another 160 days or so, which is, by the way, what the Republican governor did when he was in office. Remember, there was a big push for that whole thing. So now it would look pretty bad if the Democrats say, oh, wait, we want to change this now. I think it'll happen, though. And there's a lot of outcry across the country. They're sending stuff to the House there in Massachusetts. A lot of people complaining they don't want to see that happen. But the governor Duvall has a lot of pressure, I think, from the Democrats, and got that note from Kennedy. I think he'll do it. I'm telling you. Jana is listening to us in Iowa. Hey, Jana.
Hey, Kate. I want to talk about this JC out in California.
Yeah.
Yesterday I was listening to the radio, and there's a program called On the House that comes on about house repair. And one of the hosts of that said that his wife had employed this man that kidnapped that girl for, like, I don't know, 13 or 14 years doing some kind of computer web design for something she was involved with. And that his wife had actually went into the house once, and that JC was in with the computer and showed his wife some design she was doing on the computer. And he said his wife was just heartbroken to think that she had hired this guy for all these years and had no clue what was going on, and that she was very grateful that she hadn't sent her 17-and-a-half-year-old daughter over there to pick anything up. And he said his wife was just got, you know, which I'm sure she would be. But if this guy that kidnapped her has got any kind of assets, I hope somebody is smart enough to take them and put them in trust for JC and these two kids to take care of all their medical needs, psychiatric or physical or any other thing going on with them. And how do you know that he didn't molest her two daughters, which would be his own daughters, you know? How do you know that didn't go on?
Well, yeah, that's what they're going to try to uncover, what else happened there. Supposedly, he slept in the bed with them a bunch, but didn't do that. But you're right, Jana, how do we really know that? The supposedlys. I mean, they're uncovering things every single day and trying to find out anything they can about this Philip Garrido. Obviously, he was nut beyond belief, but somehow he must have carried himself outside to the rest of the world to be able to function, and people didn't realize what was going on inside that place.
Yes, and my fantasy, if you will, though it's not a fantasy, I wish they would do it, and they do it for some sex offenders, usually they have to request it, is that he is chemically or physically, surgically castrated, because he doesn't need any chance to do anything to anybody else, you know?
Oh, I agree. I mean, I think that anything they can do to this guy, I think they should be able to do it. But I like the way you said that, your fantasy. That's what we were saying. If anything was free and was on the table that could happen to him, what would you wish to happen to him? Jana, as always, a pleasure. Thanks for the phone call.
Bye-bye.
All right, so see, there she is listening to a different kind of a show, and the person calls in, and it's relatable to this case. Crazy. We'll take more on the flip side, plus coming up the Daily Salute. We need some good news, too, eventually here, right? 800-259-5791. This is ATN.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. UAAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. ArrantAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. August 28, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $954.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $981.95, $490.98 for a half ounce, and $245.49 for a quarter ounce. That's $981.95, $490.98, and $245.49.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, RMApply.com has a message that is vitally important for you and your family. Did you know that you may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM benefits? Visit RMApply.com and apply for free to see how much you are entitled to. Right now, people just like you are taking advantage of their benefits and using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, and support this show's sponsors. You may be entitled to hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's your money, and you're entitled to it. Apply for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Or call them today for a free, no-obligation evaluation to see how much you qualify for. Call 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155 today.
I mentioned this before, if you were listening to America Tonight, I'd be able to throw it out. There could be one silver lining, shockingly, as a result of this Philip Garrido nutball. In California, you know, they're talking about this corrections reform. Advocates are worried about the fallout from this case of the J.C. Lee Dugard and what will happen. Because, remember, they're talking about releasing so many prisoners back into society early, parole, because of the money crunch in Cali, 27,000, trying to reduce that population by 27,000. And that means that pecking order of who gets released to help cutting the budget deficit, I think there could be danger there. You've got some of the people, like some state senators, that are starting to grumble that they're going to have problems if they release thousands of people into the local areas, because people are concerned. Garrido was a guy who was a parolee. He was a guy who was a rapist. And look what happened. The 11-year-old girl's life has certainly changed and toppled upside down. You don't want any of those cats on the street. I would be definitely worried if I lived in California. Let's go to Mark, who's listening to us in New York. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Kate. A couple of topics. Appreciate as much time as you can. You talked about a couple of things tonight, and I want to go over one really quick. I'll just say this one sentence. And Sonny Bono was murdered. It was not a skiing accident. There's some stuff on the internet, and I've heard some other talk shows. He was murdered, Sonny Bono, because he had some information. I'm not sure if it was about the banking crisis or 911. You have to forgive me, but he was murdered. But before I go any further, I don't mean to go on that limb there and leave you hanging, but I want to get some more.
Wait, he was murdered? Is this a conspiracy website of happened?
The guy down the dial, right, had the medical examiners, how he was supposedly his injured and the blood stains and how he didn't hit a tree. They said he was killed because he was getting close to, and I forgot the main topic, but he was getting close to.
Were you listening to shortwave radio? This is conspiracy.
No, I wasn't. No. As long as the truth, it was on the guy down the dial on a Saturday night with Ian Punnett. But I know it was a good investigation. And who else was murdered too? I'll tell you, George Patton was murdered. But all right, let me stop.
Go to your other thing.
Okay, Peter Robinson wrote a column in Saturday's New York Post about Edward Kennedy. And I was going to call you about this because I remember reading it. I went back to my book, my books over here. There's a book by the The Secret History of the CIA by Joseph Trento. And what Peter Robinson says, he brings up the 1983 outreach that Teddy Kennedy did to Yuri Andropov of the Soviet Union. Now, Andropov was only in office for a few months. He died in office. But Kennedy went behind the Reagan administration's back, okay? Now, whether you agree with this or not, what Kennedy did, he basically, the column says that a number of people looked into this memorandum that they found in the KGB files. And Kennedy basically asked the Russians for help with the election, the 1984 Democrat election against Ronald Reagan. It was a quick pro quo. Well, my point is, what the hell does Kennedy want the Russians to help us with? I mean, the column doesn't get into that. But I was going to mention this to you months ago because we were talking about a lot of issues about how the Soviets have been cleaning our clock as far as spying in this country. But
right.
This is something that never made it into the history. But apparently a fellow named Tim Sebastian in 1982, he was a scholar. He did a lot of research on this. He wrote a book called The Crusader, Ronald Reagan and the Fall of Communism. And I'm sorry, Tim Sebastian mentioned historian Paul Kenger, and he scrutinized it. And the Kennedy people don't deny it. So Kennedy went behind America's back. Which doesn't surprise me, and no one will get to the bottom of this because we have a communist in the White House now. But you know, it's just sad about the true history won't come out. The health care bill will be named after him, like the talk show host said that they would do it. First, they were all upset that he said there would be the Kennedy health care bill, and that's exactly what they're doing. And just because his man died doesn't mean that a bill that hasn't been written that's going to change everything that sucks. That's not a reason to shove it through down our throats. So that was one topic. And also, you mentioned the inmates in California being released. And I'm glad you brought that up. We talked about this extensively. I just want to know when something does happen, and the California people are just basically disarmed. You know, they can't defend themselves. And I was thinking about the hate crime legislation about Matthew Shepard, the homosexual that was killed, and that fellow bird that was dragged behind a pickup truck. They weren't able to defend themselves. We got hate crime legislation because of it. But I want to ask those politicians in California, the ones in the gated community and the judges, when you release these guys, okay? And like I said, I have someone that was locked up and got released and is doing great right now. But for the scumbags that are going to be recidivists, who is going to defend the people? And on that note, let me just say quick, here in New York, let me give your audience just 30 seconds of news. We got a cabbie gunned down in Yonkers, New York, another cabbie. The fellow that's the Hispanic fellow that's in for the Mexican rights or the cabbies group said they should have a partition in the cab or they should have cameras. What in God's name is a camera or a partition going to do if a guy gets out of the car and fires through the window? People, you see in New York and California and in these districts where they have a heavy minority population, they don't want you to defend yourself. They come up with every single excuse for you not to defend yourself, except the obvious answer was just give the guys a chance. Give them, that's all I'm asking for, a chance of self-defense. Don't hand out guns like candy, but if a guy wants to get a permit to carry one, he can't get it in L.A. and in New York and Chicago. And the cabbie I mentioned, it goes back to the California issue. When these guys are released, who pays for it? We pay for it. The American public. Thank you.
That's right. That's right. I agree with the last part that Mark was talking about, because, of course, I'm a huge Second Amendment person, and the reason is for that very same reason. Now, I'm for better gun laws and for people understanding, knowing their guns, having the permits, having to have a good background check on somebody. I mean, of course, there's always a chance that some nut can get the gun. We know that, but that's like anything in life. But make the net tighter in the sense that people have to be responsible with the weapons. But he makes the point that I've been making about the recidivism. I said that earlier. I've been saying that for weeks. That's the whole bottom line. The whole enchilada in this, especially when you're talking about sexual predators, the numbers don't lie. I mean, they have the solid numbers from the people who were paroled, what happened. I mean, how many stories do we have to tell you where somebody was kidnapped, somebody was raped, somebody was strangled, somebody was murdered? It's just a million things have happened where, no exaggeration either, in various states where somebody was paroled and then they went after some child or some woman or some young boy, whatever. And sadly, the fear is that this will happen in California, and the people, how do they defend themselves? I mean, that Mark's right. If you have a black belt in karate, I suppose, or there are other ways to defend yourselves, but a lot of people still wouldn't be able to use that. And then, you know, it's like that old thing about, so you bring a knife to a gunfight, somebody has a gun on you, that's a whole different story, too. Because, trust me, the bad guy, he'll have the gun. The guy who gets paroled, who wants to do whatever he wants to do, he'll get paroled. And, you know, whoever else is left there standing, they won't have any way to defend themselves, which is why my heavy push is that. I get letters all the time about, wow, you seem like you are smart. You seem like you're on the, you seem like you're not digging the bunker in the ground. And I'm not. I'm not digging the bunker in the ground. I'm definitely glasses half full. You know, whatever happens, we live in the greatest country on the face of the earth, despite the things that we don't like that we see happening. That's why we fight them. That's why we talk about them, because it's democracy in action, baby. That's why you go to the town hall meetings. And I think that it gives people a much more secure feeling if they have the gun, if they know they can use it. At least you have the right to want. I mean, you have the right to have a gun. That's the thing. If you live in a state where you can do that, like a Texas, like in Arizona, it's different. And there are a handful of those states. But if you live in a New York, you live in a California, you can't do that. And then we see when something happens, like the possibility in California to cut the deficit, what they have to do, it's pretty scary. Single women, single parents, you know, somebody who's got a family where the male is away a lot because of whatever the job is, drives a truck, has a kind of career where he's on business for a couple of days a week. And, yeah, I'll tell you, I'd be worried. Hey, coming up, we're going to go to our mailbag. Lots of emails to get to. And not shockingly, some of them poured in over the weekend. They were on Ted Kennedy or J.C. Lee Dugard, two of the things we've been talking about a lot on this show. As I said, the buzz was absolutely out there about the story because of the shocking, sensational side of it. An 11-year-old kidnapped. Nobody knows anything in the neighborhood. The nutball comes out spewing all this nonsense and vile, and we have to hear it about his philosophies as to how he's turned his life around and how he can help other sexual predators. So we've got emails on that to get to. Plus, the Daily Salute. That's next, Round the Bend.
Hi, Ed Schultz here. I want to tell you about BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean. It is absolutely the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms all competitive cleaners. BioGreenClean is the product. It's tough enough to take on virtually any cleaning challenge, yet gentle enough for your baby's toys. That's right. BioGreenClean is plant-derived and contains no harmful chemicals, solvents, and no annoying fragrances. If you want spectacular and unprecedented results from a revolutionary cleaning product, look no further. BioGreenClean is the cleaning product that you've been waiting for. It's that simple. It's super, and it's easy to order. Just go to www.biogreenclean.com. That's www.biogreenclean.com. BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean.com. Try it today. You'll be glad you did. BioGreenClean. It cleans anything.
You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communications Radio Network.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now.
1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's A-L-K-A-Zone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Segment, what that basically means is so much happens that we want to make sure that you know all of it, so you are well informed. And if you want to be well informed, you have to have at least one daily salute in your pocket, right? We're talking about people being shot. We're talking about a reality television contestant drowning during the challenge. Cops looking for a boy. Find a dead baby in the woods. I mean, some really depressing stuff. That's life, right? First 15 minutes of the news is negative. My mother tells me in Philadelphia she doesn't watch the news. This is a well-informed woman. Does not watch the news for the first 20 minutes because she just can't take it anymore. She says she'd rather just watch the weather and what the Phillies did. So she's not even watching the first 20. And I know a lot of people that feel the same way. So we got to have some lighter fare, some kick, some zest, if you will, to this show. Right? Our forefathers didn't die and spill their blood all over this great country on these battlefields, or the people that have gone to war, the men and the women, the soldiers have gone to war to fight for democracy so that we can, you know, bitch and whine that for an entire 4 hours. So that's the idea here in America tonight. Yes, we are talking about the water cooler buzz, the conversation, the things that make us furious and sick to our stomach, but we got to have something good too. You got to give us something good. So I'm going to serve up the daily salute, right? And Lost with the Sauce, you're going to love this one. California, which is on fire right now, they do have a reason to smile, however. California beat Taiwan. They won the Little League World Series. How about that? So Chula Vista, California. They actually came from behind to beat the team from Taiwan. 6-3 they rallied, yeah. They were behind 3-0, and then Chula Vista scored a run in the third before surging ahead in the fourth. then tying the game on a sack fly and a wild pitch. Yep, with two outs. Andy Rios got the 4-3 lead. They were pumped. They were stoked. So teams from the U.S., just for your information, have won five straight titles. In Minnesota, I know they're half asleep in the studio because they just are not into the conspiracy theory thing tonight. They're not feeling it. But we're going to wake them up and tell them that they have to applaud these kids from Chula Vista. Give them some Red Bull, something. Yeah, sweet. Yeah, congratulations to all those boys. That's a good thing. It has to be an exciting feeling to win a Little League World Series. Who knows? Maybe someday we'll see some of them in the majors. Tough thing to make the majors. All right, here's something else that would have got lost in the sauce. Jenna Bush Hager. You know who she is? Of course, one of the Bush daughters. She landed a job as a correspondent. Wow. After all the media, you know, politics and media, especially with the families, they don't necessarily dig the spotlight on them. But Jenna Bush, you know, she did that book and she was interviewed by a bunch of different TV people. She seemed to handle herself pretty well. She's going to contribute stories about once a month on stuff like education to NBC's Today Show. How about that? See, she's living on a teacher's salary, so she needs some extra dough. And now that George Bush has support himself and Laura into the manner that they were accustomed to, you know, the girls got to fend for themselves, and she's married after all. So she's a teacher in Baltimore, but she's going to do those stories too. I guess she's essentially working two part-time jobs as a correspondent and in her school. She's also a reading coordinator, I guess. How about that? I mean, that has to be weird when you're the, because she's so well known. So it has to be weird to be, in the school and you figure that the teachers, et cetera, I mean, does it feel a little weird to them? Do they treat you a little bit different because they know who you are? Or does it not matter one bit? I don't know. In Baltimore, probably, people in Baltimore, they probably don't care, actually. All right, this is a sad story. I did mention this, but it is lost in the sauce. And here's the thing. People will do anything for that 15 minutes of fame, speaking of being on television, whether it's part-time or not. This happened in Islamabad. A contestant on a Pakistani reality television show actually drowned for this challenge part of the program. So Siad Khan was swimming across a lake wearing a 15-pound backpack. He called out for help and then disappeared underwater. And they tried to help him. They rushed to try to save him, but they couldn't find him because it was pretty murky in that lake. And this was in Bangkok where they were filming, so they couldn't get him. They found the body of Khan days later. Yeah. This was the 10th episode that they were filming. And they didn't publicize it until the body was returned home and all that other sort of stuff. That would have to be an awkward phone call to make. I'm the producer of our version of Survivor, and here's what happened. And this isn't the first time that's happened. In this Bulgarian television show, they had somebody who died of a heart attack filming on an island in the Philippines collapse after just something they were doing. And died right then and there. So Khan, I guess, had already been eliminated in something that had happened in a previous round, but had returned for a challenge to earn a spot in the finals. Ooh, that's rough. The 15 pounds, I don't know, Matt, what do you think? 15-pound backpack, and you just sink like a rock to the bottom.
You're going to need better swimming lessons?
Yeah, I mean, to even do that, I mean, that's, and then screaming out for help, but it's murky water. What a way to go. And all this just to get into the finals of a reality television show. It goes back to that desperation element, I think, of wanting to get the 15 minutes of fame and plus whatever that could lead you to, you know?
Yeah, seeking attention and wanting to, I don't know, it's the easiest way for a nobody, somebody sitting
at home, to become a somebody.
To, like, make it as, you know, rather, because it's not really being an actor, but kind of being an actor.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So That's like the easiest way to go, is to get placed on a reality show and then be, you know, half of a lunatic.
Yeah, no kidding.
There's always the crazy person who gets the most fame.
Exactly. Anybody out there, would you want to really be a reality TV contestant? Honestly, if you would, I want to hear from you, because we'll try to get you on a reality show. 800-259-5791. There's so many, but there's probably a chance if you really wanted it bad enough, you could end up somewhere. All right, this got lost in the sauce, I think, for some people. The government's hauled in about $4 billion in profits from the large banks, anyway, that repaid their money from the federal bailout from last year. So I guess that's good news, right? Remember the $700 billion and some of the largest financial institutions we have on our soil? They thought they were going to collapse, so money's coming in, and of course we're going to take it. We need it. The profits from, but this is the sickening part, you're talking about, it's like, hey, we'll give you the money, we're bailing you out, and then they're playing with our money, and they're making money. So those Goldman Sachs boys, profits, $1.4 billion. Yeah. $1.3 billion Morgan Stanley, $414 million American Express. Uh-huh. Then you had, like, Northern Trust, Bank of New York Mellon, BB&T, and they got the profits between $100 million and $335 million. So they've also collected from some smaller banks, too, like $30 million in profits from 14 smaller ones. In the meantime, you have, what, 84 banks now that have failed in the U.S. since the start of the year? It's got to be killing, I would think, small banking, because as much as you would want to put your money in a local bank, don't go with these B of A people, don't go with any of these big banks. You know, I complain all the time about Bank of America. What do I call it? Bank of Mexico. They ask me for 15 forms of ID every single time I go in. But, you know, the smaller banks, they just can't keep it going. So they have had to shut down 84 banks. I mean, the bank struggles seems to me they've worsened, if anything. And that's a pretty high number. Pacific Western Bank of San Diego is going to assume the deposits of Affinity Bank. And, you know, this is what happens. The FDIC goes in and they start messing around with stuff. The Central Bank of Stillwater, Minnesota, they assume $434 million in deposits at Main Street Bank. And, you know, they're shuffling one to the other. And, you know, some of these, you got some of these banks that weren't brand new banks, by the way, even if they might have been smaller banks like Bradford and Main Street, they were banks that were back about a century ago. So we're not talking about all these Johnny come latelys to the party. We were talking about the 6th and 11th also largest bank failures in U.S. history. In Birmingham, Alabama, they had what? Colonial Bank Group. And in Texas, they had Guarantee Financial Group that went down. And it's like spin the wheel of fortune. Who survives and who doesn't survive? So you have banks that were closed in California, Maryland, and Minnesota the other day. Yeah. That's bad. 84. 84. Of course this is the worst economic crisis since the Great Depression. Look what's going on with banking. Hey, at least we got some of that money back, right? I guess that's one way to look at it. Hang with us. Going to tell you about a couple of odd things from the entertainment world as well. Stay tuned.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity quality and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
The entertainment scene, because, you know, after all, yeah, who really cares? We talked a little bit about Michael Jackson. Even in this show, I mentioned the crazy thing of Macaulay Culkin making the tabloids that he was the father of Blanket. But normally we don't go too deep into it, but there's just some stuff that I feel like I just can't let dangle out there, so I thought it'd be worth delving into it, including this one. You know, you never know what's going to sell in Hollywood, I guess, but I'm not surprised by this, but Woodstock, that movie, man, I'll tell you what, they played that all over the place. And that was one of the movies, our cheap little movie reviews we do on Thursday. That was one of the movies that we played a little snippet of it for you. And I thought that that movie, I didn't think it would do well, but I didn't think it would do as poorly as it did either. The movie really didn't register whatsoever with anybody out there, apparently. The people who went through the Woodstock a stock error. Didn't think it was a good enough movie to go and spend some bucks on. No, thank you. We'll just wait and see it when it comes to, you know, to video release. And instead, what was big at the box office was the horror flicks. And I said this, you know, you have a lot of teenagers that would probably go to it. So Final Destination, they opened. They were number one. And I'll tell you what, it shows you the relevance of 3D, for one, because apparently there was some 3D involved in this. And the Final Destination, 28.3 million, number one. That's almost 10 million better. 10 million better than the opening for the last film where you had, that was called Final Destination 3, right? And it was another 3D kind of deal. So in the 3D theaters, anyway, that's where they got the chunk of the box office. It just played well. Inglourious Basterds, the movie that I said that I saw, this is really the second week for it, they did pretty good. They were still down more than their opening week, but they're at almost 100 million, like 73.7 million. And the Woodstock movie, Taking Woodstock, which is Ang Lee, remember who Ang Lee is? Remember Brokeback Mountain? He was the director of that, and who was just stunned that Brokeback Mountain didn't win all kinds of awards for having the two cowboys, Heath Ledger and Jake Gyllenhaal, have that homosexual romance out on the range. There was big disappointment over that. So Ang Lee does this look back at that concert, that iconic 3-day concert. It came in at ninth, 3.7 million. Has to be pretty disappointing because they had a pretty decent, you know, they had a wide range opening. They were open in New York and Los Angeles early, like on Wednesday. So nobody wanted to go back to Woodstock. They'd rather get scared to death by what it, but by the horror flick. Surprising maybe to some, but not to me. And I think the way the Woodstock thing was done, I don't know, if you had maybe a big name involved, it was a different kind of look back. Yeah. Probably in video, though. Probably in video it does okay. I'm just thinking. Besides the box office, and a lot of people watch The Office that I know, and where did this come out of? Because I guess because I don't pay attention to gossip, so it's surprising to me. But there is a actress that was in the movie The Devil Wears Prada, and she's been in some other things, too. Her name's Emily Blunt. She is engaged to John Krasinski, who is one of the guys on The Office. And, I mean, obviously they've been dating, I guess. So the 29-year-old Office star and this 26-year-old actress have been dating since November. It's true. They are engaged. How much time do you give them in this marriage? So tough, I think, for the people in the business to stay together. Unless somebody's career takes maybe a little bit more of a backseat to the other guy's career. But sometimes I think they collide when they're on the same course. Now, here's the other thing, too. And I'm sure some of you listening to me have no clue who this guy is. But there's a guy named DJ AM. His real name is Adam Goldstein, and he died almost like Heath Ledger-like, where he was a disc jockey. He became a celebrity because that's now some of them become celebrities, and they get paid pretty big money to go and spin records at clubs and stuff. And he was a guy who dated a lot of famous young actresses and whatnot. And what he was known for, that some of you might recognize his name, is he survived a plane crash a couple of months ago. Four other people in the plane die. Now he's dead in his apartment on Friday. He apparently had some drug problems. They found a crack pipe and prescription pills in the apartment, and paramedics had to break down the door before they found him. He was in sweatpants and shirtless, and you know, a friend called the cops to say they couldn't get into his house, and it didn't look like any kind of foul play, but he had past drug addictions, and he was putting things together, working on books and some other things about this, where he was addicted to crack cocaine and ecstasy and some other drugs. And, you know, so bad at one point in his life he tried to commit suicide by shooting himself in the head with a gun jam. But supposedly he was drug-free, even wasn't smoking cigarettes, all this sort of stuff. But I guess was heartbroken by a girlfriend breaking up with him. So after surviving a crash, a Learjet taking off in Columbia, South Carolina, survives that, is burned, all that other sort of kind of stuff, had to get graft surgery. But then he was performing again. He was even on stage with Jay-Z, who's obviously big in the music business. And then he meets this kind of an end. Wow. I mean, it has to be devastating, I would think, to his family. I mean, he was even a character in one of those video games. And like I said, for anyone younger, they certainly know who he is. But if you just remember the plane crash thing, you know, what a heartbreaking deal. How awful. And survives all that stuff and just couldn't keep it together, I guess. You think of what a tragic end after going through the drug thing, going through the plane crash thing, all those other people dying, and then he still ends up the same way just a couple of months later. All right, here's one last thing to give you from Hollywood, then I swear we are done for a while. How's that? And this is the last one we're going to give you. And this is it. Joe Francis and Brody Jenner, who is, yes, that Jenner's son, they were in a bar fight, and apparently the bar fight got so out of hand, guess what they had to do? They had to taser them. Mm-hmm. Joe Francis, if you've ever seen those cheesy Girls Gone Wild videos that they play late at night and say you can pay your $9.95 for them, apparently what happened was they had words and it got out of control, and the next thing you know, they were tasered. They were ejected from the club and tasered. Nah, that's pretty bad. You have a security guard on the ground, you have someone being tasered, somebody being punched. It's your usual Hollywood night out, right? With Brody Jenner and whoever else was in that crowd. This is why we don't cover young Hollywood. Anyway, you can flip me an email day or night, americatonight.net.
You want to talk about stress? You want to talk about stress? Okay? I've stumbled onto a major company conspiracy, Mac. How about that for stress? What the hell are you talking about? This company is being bled like a stuffed pig, Mac, and I got a paper trail to prove it.
What you've just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone is now dumber for having listened to it.